I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Last time we started a study on the subject of homosexuality. In fact, it's a biblical study, a biblical perspective on the term homosexuality. And I use the word term, it is actually sin according to the Word of God. Now, last time we looked at the sin of sodomy and we looked at some of the things that God says it's grievous and it's not right according to the Word of God. And we also looked at the fact of homosexuality is shameful. It is an abomination. And we read Leviticus chapter 18, starting in verse 24 down through verse 30. And we saw how that because of the sinful people who lived in the land before the Israelites came there to live, God said that these people who lived in the land, they would be cast out. And I read this the last time that in verses 24 and 25, I read those verses, and it's these very acts that defile the land according to God, the act of homosexuality. And because of these abominable practices, God removed, vomited out certain nations from the land of Palestine, according to verses 27 and 28 of Leviticus chapter 18. God warns his people that if they should practice any of these abominations, they would be cut off from among the people, verse 29. Well, Gentile nations of the past have been severely judged by God because of such practices of homosexuality. And the land is defiled. Therefore, he says, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants, verse 25, Leviticus 18. Americans would do well to heed this serious and sober warning. Judgment of God is coming to this land. But what about the penalty for homosexuality under the Mosaic law? Now, the homosexual community blame the Christians for the problems they have. No, their problem is homosexuality. The homosexual community says the laws are too strict that we have today. Well, I got news for you. Had they lived back under the Mosaic law, let me say they have seen nothing today in comparison to the Mosaic law. In Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, it says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 20:13. Now in that verse, the term mankind is the Hebrew term for male. If a man lies with a male as one lies with a female, they shall surely be put to death under the Mosaic law. If you were living in the days of Moses under this law of God, homosexuality was punishable by death. The death penalty was demanded. The Hebrew construction, they shall surely be put to death, is very similar to that found in Genesis 2:17, where it says, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou, that's Adam, shalt surely die. And Adam did die spiritually, and one day he died physically, just as you and I, if we do not trust Jesus Christ, we're born once in this world to die twice, unless we're born twice, and then we only die once. Because we trust Jesus Christ, we're born again. Well, the Bible says there that the Jews who demanded Christ's death by crucifixion were saying, we take full responsibility for Christ's death, and this is what the homosexual is saying. I'm taking full responsibility for what I do, and I will take the consequences. Now, when we look at this in the full perspective that God has given us, we need to understand that the penalty for homosexuality under the Mosaic law was death. How good God is in His mercy to us that He allows anyone and everyone, no matter who you are, what you think. Anyone and everyone, He allows all of us to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you go to hell, you have no one to blame but yourself. When Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, God tells us that those men who engaged in a homosexual act were fully responsible for their deed and had to bear the consequences of it, namely the death penalty. These men were fully responsible for the sin that they committed. Homosexuality is not some inborn, innate tendency over which a man has no control. Rather, it is something that a man chooses to do, and God holds him fully responsible for that action. And may I say, when I'm saying man, I'm speaking of mankind, I'm speaking of women as well. A man can never legitimately say, I could not help it. I was born this way. I have no control over my sexual conduct. I am not responsible for my actions, and I should not be punished for something that I could not help. I can't change what and who I am. No, this man was fully responsible for his own death, and this is Adam, of course. He was fully responsible, and the blood was upon him because he chose to commit a crime worthy of death, and so is the homosexual responsible for his own crime. Note this, the fact that homosexuals were to face the death penalty under the law of Moses does not mean that this penalty is to be inflicted today. In Exodus chapter 21 and verse 17, we learned that under the law of Moses, the death penalty was in force even for a person who curses his father or mother. It says there, and he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. Even though we look at this law under the Mosaic commands and under the Mosaic law, even though the severe penalty is no longer enforced, such passages from the law show us the seriousness of the sin in God's eyes, whether it be homosexuality or parental disrespect. Now, as we look at this, we look at Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. It says there, "There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are abominations unto the Lord thy God." Many denominational churches today, churches of different denominations, are allowed homosexuals to be members of their local congregations. God says it's wrong. Many so-called biblical, quote-unquote, churches today are allowing homosexuals to get married within their system, whatever you want to call it, and God says that is a sin. Judgment is coming. Now, the verses I just read in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 and 18, these verses deal with what was a common practice in the heathen world, namely, temple prostitution. The heathen temples were cesspools of immorality and fornication and prostitution. A man could enter such a temple and for a price could choose either a female or a male sexual partner. And that word and that term whore, found in Deuteronomy 23, refers to a female prostitute. And the term sodomite refers to a male prostitute, Deuteronomy 23:17. And the term dog of verse 18 of Deuteronomy 23, the term dog of verse 18 refers to the sodomite of verse 17. Now the term sodomite comes from a Hebrew root, which means holy. Well, how in the world could such an unholy prostitute be called holy? The answer is found in the fact that the basic meaning of the term holy is to set apart. And this man was set apart, not for holy purposes, but for very immoral purposes, for sinful purposes. The term sodomite is employed in the Authorized Version, that's the King James Bible, of the Old Testament, for those who practice as a religious rite the abominable and unnatural vice from which the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah have derived their lasting infamy. That comes from Smith's Bible Dictionary. And this term is used repeatedly in the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings. In the days of Rehoboam, Solomon's son, we read this, And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel, 1 Kings 14:24. And in Deuteronomy, God said that there must not be any Sodomite among the sons of Israel. In the days of Rehoboam, there were Sodomites among the sons of Israel. It was a time of great spiritual decline. That's happened to our country today. It says there in the book of Deuteronomy, "And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed, above all that their fathers had done." And this is in 1 Kings 14:22. Later, after Rehoboam, there were certain godly kings in Judah who rectified this problem of temple prostitution. Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to 1 Kings 15:11. And the first recorded right act that he did was to banish the Sodomites from the land. If it's not sin, why were they banished? You say, well, that's persecution. No, that's doing the things that God wants us to do. That's enforcing God's law. That's enforcing what God says, that it is an abomination, that homosexuality is not right. 1 Kings 15:11 and 12 says, "And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made." Later, this abominable practice again took root, but in the days of Jehoshaphat, the Sodomites were again banished from the land, according to 1 Kings 22:46. In the days of Josiah, these Sodomites had brought their tents or huts or ritual booths right into the courtyard of God's temple. But godly King Josiah got rid of them. He said, "Get them out of here. They don't belong in the house of God with God's people." Well, let me say that there's one way that you can fit in with God's people, and that's become a child of God. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches us that to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons, the children of God, to all them who believe. If you will trust Jesus Christ as your Savior right now, He'll save you. I realize what I'm speaking of here. It touches people, and people need to be touched. They need to understand that this sin of homosexuality is wrong. But I got news for you. You can be saved today. You can receive Jesus as your Savior, and one day you too will go to heaven because you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And He's the only way that any of us will ever go to heaven. Father, thank You today for Your love and concern for everybody. I pray that that person listening today who has never trusted You will receive Jesus as Savior right now. Thank You for Christ's sake. Amen.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.